Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast. It's my house
on Kaya Biz.
Right, it's my house. I love this feature. It's great. So we stay with the good news coming through on the economic front. After battling against affordability challenges and sluggish sales activity in 2024, South Africa's residential property industry defied the doom and gloom forecast for 2025, staging a steady recovery fueled by long-awaited interest rate cuts. We unpacked that a little bit earlier in terms of how that is leading to consumer confidence, basically giving people a little bit more a bang for their buck, and also a little bit more in their pocket in the first place. So we join now by Grant Smee, CEO of Only Realty Property Group, just to unpack this a little bit for us. You know, take us through some of the residential property trends that investors can keep their eye out for. A very good evening to you, Grant.
Evening. Thanks for having me.
So, Grant, the top five residential property trends investors should keep their radar on for 2026, what are they?
So I think first and foremost, the housing price inflation that we've seen over 2023-2024 is going to stabilize, particularly in the real property hotspots, Western Cape and the north coast of KZN. So I think those two spaces is going to be a bit of a slowdown in terms of price increases. But I do think that we're going to see some house price inflation in Gauteng, which is really has been lagging those two markets. There's going to be a sort of we see an uptick in Gen Z buying activity fueled by social media, which has become a really, really interesting space for watching social media and looking to invest or rent fest as well. The return to office calls is driving sexual title demand. So that's a reversal in the trend we're seeing post lockdown and post COVID, with people looking for space and gardens. Now they're looking to move back into sexual title from an affordability point of view and maintenance. And then foreign buyers, often the Western Cape is spoken about as a foreign buyer hotspot, but the reality of the stats is that actually Gauteng sees more foreign buyers than the Western Cape. But that's predominantly buyers mostly from Africa coming down into Gauteng. Again, that is our economic hub and has had some sort of relatively good news over the last couple of months. And then I think there's going to be greater regulation in terms of short-term rentals. It's been the buzzword for a long time, and short-term rentals does need to be regulated, particularly again in those hotspots of Western Cape, the Garden Route, and the North Coast.
Right. I want to explore some of these trends. Let's look at the Gen Zs. You were talking about the appetite for for investing, and this was really fueled by social media.
Yeah, so interestingly, the impact of social media influencers is really playing its part in driving Gen Zs towards looking to buy assets. I think it's combined with the post-COVID sort of hangover of making sure that you do invest in property and you do have an asset to your name. So I think that's combining into an interesting space where they're seeing it as an exciting opportunity to build wealth in the long term, and then also looking at alternative or slightly different investment strategies. And we speak about rent vesting, which is renting a property where you want to live and buying a home and renting it out to create wealth and as an investment. So it's interesting and slightly different angle on the traditional property rental space, which is, I think, interesting for the Gen Zs with those social influences playing their part.
It certainly seems young people are getting very smart. I mean, this trend is called rent vesting. This is what you're talking about, buying it as an investment property and renting it out.
Exactly. So it's not a new concept. I just think it's really caught mainstream interest because of influencers. There's particularly one, Jack Henderson, that speaks actively about reinvesting as a model. And I think it's just they've given it a nice buzzword. It's ending up on social media platforms, and it really now is sort of gaining the traction it should really have, because it's a really interesting differentiator to traditional investing, which people do need to sort of explore.
I was looking at the return to office. You spoke about the fact that people are that the people are moving back into office spaces, so people are buying a property there and sectional title properties. I would have thought that, you know, the remote work, a lot of people, you know, quite enjoyed working at home. You would have thought that people were buying additional homes, maybe to, you know, set up as holiday homes and maybe, you know, work from their traditional homes, or add on properties. You're buying properties with, you know, extensions and so forth.
Definitely. That was largely a trend from 2020 to about 2023. It was a large trend of having buying a larger home, having a portion that you would rent out, buying a home in a lifestyle location because you didn't have to commute. But I think there's a big trend in terms of companies and large corporates to move towards maybe not a full work from office policy, but at least a majority of the time working from office. And that's forced a lot of people who are working remotely either to choose between you know, taking jobs elsewhere or where they are, or moving back into spaces, moving closer to the office again. And again, because I suppose people have sort of got over that lockdown hangover a little bit, they're now moving back towards looking at sectional title. And I mean, we have an affordability issue in South Africa in terms of buying property. So it just plays its part that not only affordability, but also this return to work drive is fueling sectional title demand. And we can see that largely in Gauteng. I mean, sectional title properties are in huge demand there.
When you look at Gauteng as well, foreign buyers are also looking at the province. And what you were saying earlier is that this was mostly in the Western Cape. Now they're coming to Gauteng.
Yeah, I think, you know, it actually weirdly has always been Gauteng. So Gauteng has always had a majority of foreign buyers. I think Cape Town's highlighted because it does have those two suburbs of or the stretchy Atlantic seaboard stretch, Camps Bay, all the way to Moody Point and Sea Point, where it is very, very popular with the swallows from Europe. But I think Gauteng, again, because it's an economic center, it offers a lot of economic opportunity and business that a lot of buyers, again, from Europe, but majority from Africa, do look to buy in Gauteng because of that locality to our economic hub. So I think it's just what we're saying is that there's a return or an increased interest from foreign buyers, again, because of the potential in the economy, particularly in Joburg.
I think the strong showing that we did for the G20 summit and really, you know, cleaning up the city and, I mean, I love staying in Johannesburg and I've been in Gauteng all my life, but I mean, you know, showing the rest of the world what Gauteng is about, I think that also positioned us well.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I can only hope that it's not a temporary showing of what we can do, but just the start of the improvement to Joburg itself and the rest of Gauteng, that they'll continue improving and taking care of a lot of infrastructure issues that have been highlighted in sort of news and social media and really brought negativity to what is, again, our economic hub, but just full of energy and an amazing place to do business and live.
Grant, you spoke about greater regulation on short-term rentals. Now, this is also something that could go either way. Talk me through how this is leading into these trends.
I think it's no secret that short-term rentals is an opportunity and again, a property investment opportunity that sits and creates its own little asset class where you're buying a property that you get sort of lower yields, you put into a short-term market and potentially achieve much higher yields. The issue is most of these happen in sectional title developments where homeowners and other tenants are concerned, particularly in South Africa, around security, who's coming and who's going. So we've seen several court cases over the last couple of months around the regulation of short-term letting and whether or not body corporates and HOAs are allowed to regulate those. And the court recently found that absolutely HOAs and sectional title schemes are allowed to and fully entitled to regulate those internally. But what we are seeing is, particularly in Cape Town, because of such a huge supply of short-term units, and then that takes all of those off the long-term market and drives long-term prices up, that the city of Cape Town in particular is looking at regulations to limit how many units are sitting short-term, and also that it sort of helps people that sit in the long-term market not to be priced out of the market.
Yeah, this is a concern because, I mean, what's happening in Cape Town is you are pushing people out. They can't actually afford to buy property there. It's just so expensive. And could this actually limit that kind of impact happening here?
So I think, you know, we've got to be careful. There are regulations worldwide being implemented. Cities like Barcelona, New York, London, they all have regulations which sort of have been applied. And I think, you know, regulations are certainly required to make sure that properties are safe, they meet requirements, they're compliant. But I think we've got to be careful of over-regulation, particularly because of the amount of business and economic opportunity that short-term letting does bring to cities. And it's not just Cape Town. It's the Garden Route to the North Coast. It's parts of Gauteng. It also, you know, close to the Kruger National Park. All these areas benefit from short-term rentals. So we've got to just be careful that regulations are certainly required to manage it properly and make sure that it's working. But over-regulation can certainly damage that market. And it's a real fine balance that I hope that the government and the municipalities can find.
Grant, thank you so much for your time this evening. Grant Smee, CEO of Only Realty Property Group.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.